M-E-Y, even in Walker Monitoring.
M-E-Y, Monitoring.
Here's Alpha Echo 3 Oscar calling from A Alpha E Echo number 3, O Ontario, AE 30 Echo Link near Frederick, Maryland, calling and listening. AE 30, clear.
Station,
this is KDE MEY, Kilo Delta 8, Mike Yankee, Stephen, Grand Rapids, Michigan,
if you're still listening.
Good morning, Katie. You caught me almost when I put the power on the iPhone here. I think I have it, KD8 Mike Echo Yankee, KD8 MEY, Alpha Echo 3 Oscar, all these 8, 3 Oysters, AE30. Good morning, Kia. The name is Packy, like a pack of cards. QTH home near Germantown, Maryland, about 25 miles northwest of Washington, D.C. And haven't been on the air in ages and years and eons. And got to put this on my phone. It's too good. It itched me to get back on. Nice to meet you. Grand Rapids, that's where... The company, the last company that bought Al Fairchild was Smith's Aerospace. And that was year number 34 and 35. And then they shut the plant down. It became Genesis Electric. But I was ready to move on then and ended up at Orbital on flight work there at Dulles, Virginia. My pleasure to meet you there, Mr. Handel. Name is Packy, like a pack of cards there. KD8MEY, AE30, over.
AE30, KD8MEY, name here is Steven, and I'm coming through on my 220 repeater here in the Grand Rapids area, and I'm actually just at home talking on a mobile radio here, part of my base station for now until I can get the upgraded Kenwood tri-bander. I have a mono band 220 radio for now. But relaxing on my day off and doing a few things. Name here is Steven, and I got yours as Packy, like a pack of cards. And you're over in Maryland there. Didn't know much on the local corporation there. I moved up here in 2001, so that was well before I moved up here originally from St. Joseph, Michigan, down the southwest corner, right across from Chicago. But been here for over 20 years now. I like the area and decided to stay. But a little sunny here. Don't know what the temp is outside. Supposed to get up, I believe, about 76 degrees today. And only get warmer as we get towards the weekend. Go ahead, Becky. KDMEY.
Stephen, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Excellent audio. Full audio, no background. Sounds good. KDMEY-AE30. Yep. Love it. I love St. Joe. Used to come through there on the way to Benton Harbor. The Heath hit bunch on the SB stuff that I was really close with Ed Mosier and Dave Popolewski. Used to swap teletype here and stuff when I worked through Fairchild for years and had a big club where we moved a lot of equipment in and out. I just enjoy helping other people. And then my brother had two close friends in the Corps that were from Berrien Springs, right up above that. And then, of course, Smith's Aerospace, when they bought Fairchild, I lost a lot of friends when they moved on to transfer from Germantown to Michigan there. They asked me if I wanted a job. I said, well, wait a minute. I thought when you retired, you wanted to go warm. They said, no, we have to bring you up here. There's one flight in and out in the winter. I said, well, that ought to make my decision a lot easier. And after 34 years, I took a layoff and a year of, time off, and then got a call the next day from Generous Dynamics Aerospace on robotics. Worked there 4 years and 6 months. They said, we're moving everything back to the Sterling Heights. I said, I'm finally going to retire. And somebody said, no, you're worth $1,000. I just had you hired for a hiring bonus. You're going back to your original company, Orbital Sciences, which was part of Northrop Nightmare there, Grumman. So I got out, and it's been out since 9 years now, and not ever looking back. I love electronics. Did some boxes on the A-10, F-14, F-16, all the flight stuff, and had a great career. I started without anything right after 2 tours overseas, and hired me as a chauffeur for Sherman Fairchild and Von Braun, the big rocket man, for like 5 years. I ought to write a book. I really had a lot of fun in life, and I'm very thankful. I met a lot of great people, just like you, Steve. Yep, I love Michigan. I can't understand how it can get so cold in the winter when it's hot in the summer. Just laid to rest a friend that lived in Maryland after he got out of the Army in Nike missiles in the 60s. Spent his whole life in Maryland and then moved back to Cadillac, not too far from. Did I time out, Steve?
That is affirmative. You did time out. We got you to where you laid your friend to rest that came back to Cadillac just north of Grand Rapids.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. Tom Stimson, and I loved him like a brother a lot of years. What a great guy. And Dimension. And he checked out a year ago at Christmas, so. Yep, he's in a VA cemetery up there just north of Cadillac. Still would like to get a trip maybe and run up and visit and pay respects. Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure, and thank you for everything. Got the breakfast call in here. But I'd like to put you on the favorites. 220 always fascinated me. And when they took the farm and put it for a big lake down here, my brother bought 200 acres up the very mountain above Camp David in Thurmont, and the highest point, that whole mountaintop. And I've always thought now with, what do you call it, the things to get the energy from the sun, solar power, it wouldn't take that much to put 10 watts. And I'm wondering if the activity picked up any over the years there. What a pleasure. Yeah. I'll send you a card, QSL, and a picture and some of the stuff, and I'd like to put this in the favorites there and keep in touch with you. I'm old school ham where you just enjoy the fraternity and making new friends there. Thank you so much. And again, enjoy your day, sir. WDAMEYAE30, Germantown, Maryland, Echo Lake. Thank you, Stephen.
AE30, thank you again. Stephen here in Grand Rapids, technically Walker, but Grand Rapids area. And never been to Maryland. I've been close, but never made it over into Maryland. And I need to get out to the Eastern Seaboard a little bit more. I'm heading to North Carolina. And I'm current on QRZ for mailing address and all that, or I'm sure you have other means to find me, and a QSL card would be awesome. I currently don't have any myself. I do need to get around to getting some so I can actually return some. But yeah, if you want to add favorites and stuff like that, it'd be great to contact again. Normally off on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So yeah, it'd be great to talk to you again. And I understand breakfast is going, and breakfast is, as I say, the most important meal of the day. It's been great meeting your acquaintance, and thank you for, you know, all of this history you've shared, and knowing it's great to know that you know my hometown. You know, you passed through there back when Heathkit was around and it was doing business there. So, and I think you should write that book. It'd be an interesting tale to read. You know, you got a lot of history there, a lot of knowledge. So with that, I will say 73, and you take care and enjoy your breakfast, sir. And KDA-MEY to VE30, brings a drawn blank here. You enjoy your day and enjoy your breakfast, sir. And hopefully we'll hear you on the airwaves again here soon. KDA-MEY.
This is W8MEL.
Yeah.